we're going to start recording again. Cool. See, now I can back away from the mic. Alrighty. And it begins. Maybe. You know it doesn't begin. Because we haven't broadcasted on Justin TV or the local stream. See, I'm so scatterbrained. This is going to be an interesting show today. I'm all fuzzy. I am a fuzzy man. I am fuzzy.
I thought you looked a little out of focus, but I'm sure.
Look, I'm not making it much better at all. There we go. Holy cow. I am full of fuzziness. Alrighty. And let me... Crap. Of course. Yeah, I'll just put that back. I'll just put that back in the shop. Oh, that's so weird.
What happened?
As soon as I did the local recording, it started acting funny on my end. I started hearing all the choppiness. Here, let me... I'm not going to worry about... I'm just going to put the show stories up. Alrighty. And we're doing it. Yay.
Start the fuzzy show.
In 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for July 5th, 2012. We ain't got an intro, so we're just going to play this. Oh Snap. There we go. And welcome to the show. We're live, people. Hello.
We're here.
I'm Alan Wade. My partner to my right is Keith Sweat. No, is Keith.
Keith Sweat. Forgot about that dude.
You know what's funny is the other show that we did last week. Afterwards, we had Juan come in, or he came in at the very end of the show. But I hung out with him for another hour and a half after the show.
Was this just me, or was there a lot of nervous laughter on that show?
There was a lot of nervous laughter. But Juan's cool. Juan's cool because he was just like, well, he told me that he had accidentally hit the key to join.
Oh, he wasn't really trying to do that.
He was not trying to do that. So his whole thing was, great, he put me on the spot. Now what do I do? Hi.
He was a good guy, though. You can tell he's a fun person.
Oh, yeah, a very fun person. He enjoyed it. But the funny thing about that is we talked about Keith Sweat and his whole sweat hotel and how he does his sweat hotel.
I missed that.
Yeah, he is. I guess it's on the local radio stations, 107.3, I think. They have the Steve Harvey morning show, and at night they have the Sweat Hotel. And literally, I mean, the whole show is pretty much, hi, I'm Keith Sweat. I know you remember me from such song as How Deep Is Your Love? And baby, 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 I'm begging for your love. And you know what? Keith Sweat is still begging for your love. That's right. I just want to send a special shout out to all the old ladies out there. That's right. If you're over the age of 35 to 50, I'll still do you. Here's a song going. It's really
what is it about artists that as they get older in their career, they start appealing to old ladies? What happened with Elvis even?
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know what? Some of those panties are ripe. That's all I have to say. If they're getting thrown. Sometimes all I'm saying is some ladies forget to wash. And we've started the show on a happy note. Oh,
well, so what did you do for the 4th?
I got bit by mosquitoes and got stuck in parking traffic and saw some things blow up in the sky. That's pretty
cool. Yeah, you must have went to the fireworks show.
Yeah, I went to the fireworks show.
I went to it.
Oh, you did? Where were you parked at?
Well, we park the same place every year. We park over kind of on 79 by the hill. The Crummy Motel that's over there is like a side road. And if you park facing out and you leave right when it's over, you can actually avoid the traffic.
Of course. Of course. No, we parked right beside. We parked, you know, in the it's a school yard, I guess is where.
Oh yeah.
And we parked in the field next to it. About
right in the heart of it.
Yeah, right in the heart of it. So what we saw was a lot of other cars, pop, 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 fireworks. And then, you know, we all get in our car, we turn the air on, and we sat. And we waited. And then, of course, my six-year-old, who doesn't remember the other times of seeing fireworks, but apparently knows the right questions to ask, so he was asking, Dad, why are we standing still? Son, we're waiting for the other cars to move. Why are they standing still? Well, probably the police aren't, you know, ready to get enough. Dad? Yeah. Why are we standing still? Look, son, if you ask that question again.
Make you walk home.
Make you walk home. And I'm doing it. And now I'm doing the Key Sweat voice, talking to my son. I want to just make sure this is clear. I don't talk to my son in the Key Sweat voice. I don't want to get picked up by the police for child molestation because I have the voice. Yeah, exactly. Oh, we need a sound bite for that. Child molestation.
So what time did you show up at the fireworks show?
We showed up about... It started, what, at 9:30? We showed up probably about 8:30.
Yeah, that's about when I got there, I think.
And there was a lot of mosquitoes. And that, unfortunately, I'm allergic to mosquitoes. So, of course.
Oh, right.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, I'm all full of whelps now. You know, I'm
Well, thanks for keeping them off me, because they must have been feasting on you guys, because I didn't see any of them when I was at.
And you know what? With my luck, they were the mosquitoes that were in my van earlier this week. Chomping and a biting on me. Oh, goodness gracious. But needless to say, it was good fireworks. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed spending time with the family. And
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a neat fireworks show. If I was going to complain... It's exactly the same as last year's fireworks show. That's not necessarily a bad thing, though.
No, that's not.
Pretty good show.
At least you know what to tell the kids is going to happen. Look, there's going to be a lip fireworks there, and that one's going to look like a smiley face, and there's going to be a whole bunch of frizzies over there. We did take the pregnant wife out to the fireworks.
Oh, nice.
I think was
she grumpy?
Yeah, she was grumpy. Sweaty and grumpy and mad, and apparently everything was my fault.
Of course.
That's not a surprise, though. So, oh, goodness gracious. We are at the... excuse me. I am drinking Michelob, Milwaukee's Best. Michelob, oh, Amber Brock, if I call Michelob Milwaukee's Best, it's a good show. It's a damn good show.
I didn't know you were talking about Amber Brock.
Yeah, they make, they make an Amber Brock. They make a, you know, very low-calorie, and they make a, you know... low-carb drink, which I'm probably going to have to start drinking because I got the high blood pressures.
Yeah. You know, I know people make fun of it all the time, and we might have even mentioned this on the show before, I don't remember, but I was a big Zima fan back when it was out.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I heard that they were making that in other countries because it was popular there. I guess it's funny how things are popular here in the States, and then like a decade later, they're popular overseas.
Right.
Exactly. I remember the same thing happened with the Levi 501 jeans.
Mm.
People used to sell them to China, make all this money on them, you know, after they were no longer cooler here in the U.S. But apparently, the company that makes Zima, they don't make it at all anymore.
Oh, wow. So it's bootleg.
No more Zima for us.
Oh, bootleg Zima? Maybe we can ferment a bootleg Zima. And if anybody wait a second, let me do the Key Sweat voice. If anybody has a formula for bootleg Zima, why don't you give it to us? I don't know why I'm still doing it. I need to be shot for doing that voice. He's making me cough. Okay, we need to get to probably a story at least, right? At least one story.
Sure, lots of stories.
We've got lots of stories. Well, yeah, we actually do have lots of stories. And I want to say big ups to praisewhiskey.com. The Whiskey Brothers, they've got a Facebook site now. So look up Whiskey Brothers on Facebook and check them out. I've got some partners over there working the tickle bone as best they can. And on that note, why would you fight drunk driving with talking urinal cakes?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
You know, if you're a drunk man peeing at a bar, and you hear while you're peeing, "Don't drive drunk," and no one else is in the bathroom with you, you're gonna go insane.
Well, you know, it might be effective. You never know. They might think God's giving them a personal message. Oh, man, I better listen to that one.
You know, that'd be great if the urinal cakes did sound like God. You know,
"This is God. Don't drink and drive. The number to call is 673. You know.
Yeah, that might make it a little bit more effective, you know.
Yeah. I've had times where I've been, all right, I'll admit it. I may have been at a local bar urinating and knowing by the shake of the stream that I should not be driving home.
Well, maybe they could do like an Arnold Schwarzenegger version or something, you know?
Get to the
drink and drive.
Get to the taxi.
I will find you.
Oh, goodness gracious. And
so I guess this is a real thing, huh?
I guess so. I'm actually seeing this story here. If you click on show notes later on once we post this, in Michigan, they're actually fighting drinking and driving with talking urinal cakes. And I've got a picture of a urinal cake here. It says, "Call a ride safe, get home." And it's on top of the urinal cake. I can't believe that people are actually going to spend taxpayers' money for something for somebody else to pay on. That's what...
Well, I have a little different mind than most people. The first thing I think of when I hear about this is, how does that work? Because water and electric gadgets don't usually mix, you know?
Exactly. If you pee on something and you've got an electrical fluorine, I want to say, well, no, Mythbusters has busted this myth, and we may have to have a side conversation on that one.
Apparently, well, even when it's stupid, they have a song, "Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence," you know? Well,
exactly, and the Mythbusters sort of disprove that. It has to be a certain ohm and wattage for it to go back and shock you. But myth busted, but I still think it's a bad idea. I mean first off, they say it's a talking one. I'm trying to read and see if it actually actually talks back to you and what it would say. I mean,
can you imagine doing an argument with a urinal cake?
Oh, goodness.
"You have too much alcohol." "No, I don't. Who the heck do? I'm telling you, it's over."
You know, and then to be the guy to walk in on the guy while he's looking down at his junk, but he's actually talking to the urinal cake. You know, and then, you know, your thoughts, you're full of alcohol. You may not be as far as he is, but then you're the first thought, you're thinking, "This dude's crazy. I don't want him to buy me a drink." Talking to his little, and I'm using the kid phrase because I find it funny instead of saying dick. Wiggy wacky. So here he is looking at his wiggy wacky, talking to the urinal cake. You walk in, and you hear, "Please don't drive drunk. So, get a taxi today. Grab a cab." Don't get me wrong. I do think it's a good idea because drinking and driving, bad. I just think placement of, you know, maybe the DJ at the end could be like, "Yo, everybody, don't drink and drive. And we've got cards for you, you know, at the door. We'll breathalyze you and make sure you're not, you know, do something like that. Don't do it in the urinal."
Is
all
it is nice to know they have the technology to actually detect alcohol levels in your urine that quickly, though.
Is that what the...
Because, I mean, I'm only guessing, because you imagine going and taking this and be like, "Come back in 5 minutes for your urine to alcohol analysis," you know? And sure, they'd have to be pretty quick, you know?
Yeah, that would be that'd be, like, really funny, though. It'd be like, you're peeing, and all of a sudden you hear, "You are 0.1%. What the hell? What does that mean? It means you can't drive. No. Mama told me there'd be days like this. So, oh, gosh. You know what? This is probably the best format we should do. Get stories. and just rag on him for a while and then find out the right facts.
Well, it seems like the Chinese are always ahead of us as far as the technology goes. I was talking to some people who went to China not long ago, and they were telling me how they have warm toilet seats over there and all these nice little advancements that we think, hey, why don't we have that here, you know?
Yeah, I would love a warmed toilet and one that would wipe me for me, you know?
It just makes sense.
Why not let it be all automatic? I flush. I don't have to worry too much about germs unless I've been digging. Okay, I probably went too far on that. So it does say that in the way of the cakes, they say they're activated by motion and not moisture. So it's not...
He's harder. It's
not the stream. It's if you go by it. So that's even worse. So say you really got to take a crap, and you're looking at and you're doing the check. You know what I'm talking about. You're looking underneath to see if there's legs, you know? And you happen to get too close to the urinal, and the urinal goes off, and it's like, hey, don't drink and drive. And you're like, what the? And then you crap your pants, and now you have a real disaster. You try to scoot out the. Damn, I'm really sick and disgusting today.
Nice poop jokes today.
I'm doing poop jokes, fart jokes, and everything in between today, apparently. It's the Milwaukee Amber Bach. That's what it is.
Well, how many have you had?
This will be number two. This will be number two.
Well, you don't have too much of an excuse then.
Yeah. I need to go to my bathroom and pee on my urinal cup and cup. My urinal cup. Because every man needs a urinal cup. God. Take number two. So, let's talk about stories. Oh, goodness.
Well, if we're going to talk about all things bathroom, we might as well jump to the story about the man putting a gun on somebody for farting. Did you read that one?
No, I didn't read that one. Oh, goodness. You know what? I don't even have it pulled up. That's how bad I am. And if I had seen that one, that would have been number one.
I'm particularly interested in this story because of all the charges that were filed against this man. I mean, granted, you know, apparently there was more to it than just the guy farted. You know, they were already kind of pissed off at each other.
Right.
But the whole reason, supposedly, the man pulls a gun on his neighbor, I think it's what it was, because he passed gas and he didn't like it. So he's like, hey, don't do that. Here's my gun. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you don't want to put a gun on somebody in any situation unless they're, you know, trying to kill you. But if you look at this, all the things this man was charged with, including like a terroristic threat, I'm thinking, all of this for putting a gun on somebody for fun?
A terroristic threat because of flagellants. Because he pulled out a gun. Now here's where my mind goes. And of course, this is wrong, but this is where my mind goes. As soon as you said, the guy blew a fart, and then the other guy pulls a gun. My mind goes, but isn't gas flammable? And that's just...
Hey, that's a good point.
That is just where my mind goes. It's like, dude, if you shoot that gun, you could be in real trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's where the cherished threat comes in. Maybe it's a bomb threat. Yeah, I'm ready. Gotta go with a new picture.
My gas is the bomb. I'm reading the story right now, and I'll go ahead. It's a short story, so I'll go ahead and read it. Teaneck, I'm going to say Teaneck, is the city where this happens. This is what makes it even worse. An elderly man was arrested Monday night after a neighbor's fart allegedly drove him to threaten him with a gun. Daniel Collins, 72, had been involved in an ongoing dispute with the unidentified neighbor for some time. The neighbor told officials that Collins pointed a rifle at him in a vestibule of the apartment building. I'm not going to say where it's at. Collins said that he confronted the man after hearing him pass gas in front of his apartment door, but denied threatening him with a gun. So basically, dude walks past his front door, and he hears... You know, you had to be like... You have to be like really listen. You have to have like the glass to the ear. I mean, it had to be like, it had to either.
He was just
like,
waiting for him to make a mistake, apparently.
Yeah. He consented to a search. Officers found a revolver in his from his vehicle. He was arrested, charged with aggravated assault, possession of an unlawful possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose, unlawful possession of a firearm, and making terroristic threats. So apparently, amongst that, unknown neighbor probably maybe oh gosh, see, and this is how bad I am. This is you're gonna have to talk me down. Was probably dot not feather, and. and the guy said, oh, so he farted, so he and started some racial slurs at him and pulled out the gun. Like, you dirty something something, for you. That's why your farts blew up this building. Such a, oh, gosh. And I'm looking at the picture of the dude. There is no excuse for this, man. You should know better.
Maybe he just life was just running by and he had no excitement. Who knows?
At 72 years of age, you have way better things to worry about than your neighbor's farts. You need to worry about your own farts. Doctor needs to be looking up your colon and double checking with two fingers.
Did it say how old the neighbor was?
No, they don't say how old the neighbor was. Maybe it was an old man, young man thing. Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah, it could have been. The man my storage for farting on my porch again.
Damn those kids, get off my lawn, farting on my porch. Bastards. Sons of bitches farting on my yard. Bust the cap in their ashes. I'm going to show them how real I am. See, this is one of those moments where... I'm going to do a Dave Chappelle bit. This is one of those moments where keeping it real goes wrong. You know what I mean? 72-year-old Daniel decides that after hearing a fart, he don't play that. He's gonna go, he's gonna go shoot, bust a cap in the motherfucker. Little
not in my neighborhood.
Not in my neighborhood. Doggone dot. Anyway, oh gosh.
And then it brings up something else I was wondering. Why is everything... Have you noticed ever since the planes hit the Twin Towers?
Yeah.
Just about everything is a terroristic threat nowadays.
Yeah, I could...
I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, I could fart in front of somebody's door and it'd be a terroristic threat. I don't get... No. Oh, that's real wrong. That's just... there's something to be said. We complain about the TEA... busting our chops at the airports, but then we get mad when somebody blows up a building and we want to be more secure. And then, of course, now when a man farts past your door, we got to take extra precautions. I couldn't even do it with a serious face and take extra precautions and not have it be a serious matter. Oh gosh, I really just derailed that whole.
Are you trying to say they should have called the bomb squad? Is that what you're getting at?
What I'm saying is you can hear it through a wooden door at an apartment complex where there's loud traffic, garbage cans outside, kids playing, whistle, birds chirping, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. If you can hear somebody's little Rudy Poot, then either you've got... Either that butt is a national weapon, or the national weapon, a terroristic weapon, or
weapon of mass destruction.
It's a weapon of mass destruction. That ass is. I wouldn't smack it. I want to shoot it. There's my nine. I'm sorry. I just...
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think he was probably looking for something. This guy probably pissed him off, and he's like, I'm just waiting for him to do something so I can pull my gun and threaten him scared. But he probably had a little cup up against his bar just waiting.
I know.
Who knows whether that guy really did anything or not, you know?
And here's the thing. It's like, I know when that guy walks past, he farts. I know it. I've smelt it when it gone by. I know it's him. I can smell them guys' farts. I know what it smells like.
Could you imagine this guy after he's in jail and somebody walks up to him, what are you in for?
I didn't like gas.
I shot a fool. What are you shooting for? Sorry.
I'm sorry. I just had a whole different mindset of a whole bunch of the guys in there going, oh, really? You like gas that much? Well, let me show you where my gas comes out of. Let me toss your salad, motherfucker. No, sorry.
How much trouble am I in?
Yeah, exactly. Man, let's take us a short break and say hello to a good friend of mine, Texas Crown Club Whiskey. It's a good whiskey.
You know, I still haven't tried any yet. I need to grab me a bottle of that here. Too much longer.
Let me tell you, maybe we'll have to do it together. That is a smooth, buttery piece of, I'm gonna kick your ass if you drink too much of it. It really is.
How much does it take to get full schnocker?
I had just a tip of the iceberg on that, and I was talking crazy to the wife. Wife looking at me like, I didn't fart in front of your door. You don't have to get crazy with me. So, although she farts in my bed.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
She better watch out.
I ain't going to bust a cap on her. No. I'm married. Let's sidetrack a little bit. Thanks, Texas Crown Club Whiskey, for being a fake sponsor to the show. But now I'm gonna sidetrack. Now, as I've been married, and I've realized some of the things that happen that would normally gross me out don't gross me out anymore. Like farts in bed don't gross me out anymore. Like when we were dating, you'd be like, and I'd be like, oh my God, you farted. Let me get out of here. Now it's like,
how do you know you love it? Because I can fart about it.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, it's one thing for a man to fart. Man farts every other time he gets a chance. Women, they don't fart that much. And they don't, and when, no matter what other women say out there, you skinny chicks out there, you do fart. I know it. Because there'd be just something smelling awful for no apparent reason in the room, and everybody looks at y'all. But
hey, I found out for sure we were starting whenever I went to the building with mostly women. Mm. And I didn't look at me, and there wasn't nobody around but women.
Hey, you know, I used to work at a facility that had lots of women walk by me on a constant basis, and I would wonder. So anyway, let's pay our respects to a great, great man who has passed away. I almost wanted to do a special show on the man himself because there's so many influences. I mean, the Mayberry set was in Star Trek. And then look at little Ronnie now, all grown up and making all these crazy movies. And, you know, people still refer to Barney Fife. You know what I mean? There's something to be said about a man whose career pretty much lasted his whole life. And people have nothing but respect. I mean, granted, you're not going to see any more Andy Griffin, Mayberry type cities anymore in these television shows that we watch today. But if you start whistling that song, I can't do it because I'm all liquored up, but my wife is doing it. There it is. People know what it is. You could be a newborn baby and seen it on Nick at Night and know exactly what it is. And the first thing you think, it was an old man and a young kid with a fishing pole and a lake. And
yeah, I don't know how many seasons I should have done, but it was only a while, too.
8 seasons, and guess what? Matlock, 9 seasons. The man knew how to make TV. Now, he was in one of those he was in a couple of comedies. And And he was in some great movies. I was gonna say
there was a lot of movies that he was in too.
Yeah, a lot of good movies that he was in. I'm not gonna diminish his record in any way, shape, or form. I'm just gonna say, great man, Andy Griffin. We miss you. We can't wait to see you again. in that wonderful Mayberry in the sky. That's how I know heaven as Mayberry with God.
When you think
Andy Griffin and Jesus as Barney Fife. No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Anyway.
When I saw that he had died, I think I saw it on Twitter or something like that. Somebody posted it. To me, he was on the same level of cleanliness-wise, too, like Mr. Rogers, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never really did too much that was risque or bad or negative or anything like that.
And I mean, sure, you know, Mr. Rogers partied and so did Annie Griffin, but you never heard about it in the tabloids the next day. Lindsay Lohan, right. Take a lesson, Lindsay. Learn, bitch.
There's very few actors these days that you can say that about, too.
Yeah.
One of the few that comes to mind is like a Tom Hanks or something like that.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. You know Tom Hanks was partying because he did, you know, what was the one where he dressed up in drag? You know he partied back in the day, but he didn't put it out in public.
You won't ever see a tabloid with him.
See a tabloid, and then like tomorrow you see a big tabloid. Tom Hanks. Anyway,
even if it came out tomorrow, he's been a long time without anything bad. You know?
Exactly. Come on, Travolta. You should know better. Don't be touching them. Don't be touching the people that are massaging you. Let it go. Just let it go. Be gay on your own time, Travolta. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I know. Bad Alan. It's so bad. Just so bad.
I'm
trying to do the voice from
Hey, that was a welcome back call, man.
Yeah, I was trying to do the welcome back call. It's like, hey, yo, Mr. Carter. Yo, Mr. Carter, I'm gonna touch his dick. I mean vagina. Anyway. I tease. I like Travolta in The Punisher, one of the most obscure roles he's ever done. As you've seen the first Punisher, not the new one, but the first one, playing a villain. I think probably one of the first times he played a villain.
Swordfish was a good one too. Very similar to that.
Very similar to that. And I'm trying to think. Which one was first? Was Swordfish first or was?
Yeah, I think Punisher might have been first.
Might have been first. And you know, I when he started doing villains, I thought he was pretty. I was like, oh yeah, no more Dance Fever. You gonna pop a cap in a motherfucker? You know.
I don't remember the name, but he was in some kind of a military movie thing. Service.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, Pulp Fiction. I'm not 100% sure he was a villain in that. You know, that's a hard. Hard to tell on that one, but you know, unlike me, a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. Mr. Carter, you want a Royale with cheese? All right. We already did that story. I was about to do the same story again. Ain't that about a shame? All right. This one touches our hearts because we're both in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Deep in the heart. Oh, sorry. I have to say, I've been thinking about this seriously for the last couple of days because I had an opportunity to buy an Apple TV, and one of the great things you can do with that is send your video from your iPad to your TV. And I was watching a couple of videos from Current TV, and one of them happened to be about marijuana business and how much money states could make if they legalized marijuana and taxed it. You know, yeah, there'd still be that illegal fringe out there, but the legal stuff, man, I have to admit, I kind of went back to my pot smoking days. I went, dude, do you see all that stuff the dude had? I want to move to Iowa. Oh God, you know, it was just, or was it Colorado? Colorado. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, Colorado. I don't know the exact number of states, but there's at least 14 states that have the medical marijuana thing, and they make all kind of tax dollars.
Yeah, and I got the cataract, so yeah, I mean, I'd be right there. And I know that there's a friend of ours that has a pill, nothing but THC.
We can really benefit from it, seriously. Yeah.
I mean, if it became something that was, you know, I mean, there is a medical practice where you still can get some things that are that have some of the THC in them, but there's not an open medical marijuana law. But it looks like the Democrats in our state are moving to try and legalize it. And there's enough people in the state. There's enough Republicans in this state that I know of that, you know, are all, you know, I mean, like hardcore Republicans, kill Obama type of Republicans that are like, dude, they need to make marijuana legal in this state. So,
well, I can't believe we haven't legalized it already. I mean, for God's sakes, Willie Little Nelson lives here.
I mean, yeah,
Ted Nugent, come on.
ZZ Top, Ted Nugent, Kiki Friedman. Let's go down the list. You know,
we should have been one of the first states to jump on the bandwagon after California.
Right, Texas should have been like, hey, we want to show our independence. You know, and Texas was a big tobacco state, no less. I mean, one of the biggest tobacco states would be all up in that marijuana. So,
looks like they're finally talking about it seriously, though.
Yeah, I mean, and don't get me wrong, you know, there's a time and a place for it. You don't want to go to work high as a kite. You want to do it during break. Or no.
Well, it's just like alcohol. You know?
Yeah,
it's like alcohol. It's not for kids.
It's not for kids. Don't do it while you're working. Do it after you work. There's a time to play. There's a time to work. Make the money so that you can give it right back to the government so that you can have your pot. That's how it works.
And if you're going to do it on lunch hour, don't get caught. You know?
Yeah, if you're going to do it on lunch hour, don't be in front of your boss's door. Talk about, dude, this is purple wowie.
I can't count how many people went to the little Mexican restaurant down the road on the lunch break and had a few cocktails, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know sometimes there are business events where you would participate during work hours and participate in social activities.
That's a good point.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You just don't overindulge. You don't want to be all like, give me shots. Get your boss drunk. Although that would be funny. I could... Oh man, there's some bosses I do want to see toe up from the floor up. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, if they could do this on a federal level, I can just imagine Philip Morris would be all in with. They'd be coming out with Marlboro Greens. You know, probably have the back sort of name to it.
They'd have Marlboro Greens. They'd have for the black people. They'd have Swisher Sweets. they'd have L's, they have B's, they have blunts, they'd have, oh gosh, I smoke a pipe already. So imagine what I would be doing with my pipe. You know what I'm saying? It'd be all good in these hoodies.
Executive branching it all up in here.
And don't get us wrong. We're not advocating drug use. Just legal drug use.
Yeah. This isn't a drug anymore. It's a plant.
Look, just like what I'm doing right now. This is a drug, people. This is a drug. People don't realize this is a drug. It's addictive.
Maybe so. Many others, man.
And yeah. Mm. Ooh, put it in a hamburger. Put it in a... You know, it would make luncheon so skeptical, because you'd be like, dude, what's in those brownies over there that you brought to work?
And there's no way to tell until about an hour after you eat them.
Exactly. And you're woofing down like 16 or 17 of them, and then like later on you're like, oh, I'm so hungry.
Why? Can you imagine you passing them off to somebody who would never get high on their own?
Right.
Sure, they're just brownies. Come on, have one.
Don't worry about it. You know what's going to be bad is like this video is going to be the video that gets used so that they say, no, we can't let them do
this. Because they were going to do it, but then we saw these fellas.
These two clowns talking about what they're going to do at work with it. Make their pot butter. Ooh, I'm sorry. I let our secret out. I'm sorry. Nobody should know how to make the butter.
You know, what's funny, you were talking about how they do have certain medical marijuana states. You know the electronic cigarettes that are out there?
Mm-hmm.
They've now converted them to when you can burn your medicine in them.
Oh.
And there's a few people that have been posting videos, which, in my opinion, they're crazy for doing this, but they're smoking up in the airport on an electronic cigarette. it's crazy. It's just vapor, you know.
It's like what? It's like a weed. It's like a weed. It's like a weed. I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, you bring up another good point. People who do it on camera, I guess you can't really tell unless you smell what you're doing. But
unless it's like a rolled up doobie, you can't really tell.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
So when I smoked pipe tobacco, I used to roll it up in zigzags, just my pipe tobacco. A lot of people thought I was smoking weed, and I was just smoking my pipe tobacco.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to get into that, but I never did.
Oh, come on, man. What are you going to do that?
Oh, I have no
idea. Favorite cigar.
Could you imagine me smoking? This would be like real blunts. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine the Cuban cigars or the Havana cigars we would be getting?
That's an all-nighter right there.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, you just.
A puff will do you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's probably what they'll call them. A puff will do you. Oh, I tell you. I just saw the shadow of my kids go past. I was like, wait a second, they're really out here still. They've actually been quiet this whole time. I'm kind of scared now. They've been listening to Daddy talk about blunts, urinal cakes, farting.
Well, you know, I didn't keep any secrets from my daughter when it comes to things like that. You know, every now and again I'll be watching something on TV and she'll see him smoking and she's like, Daddy, is that marijuana? I'm like, yes, it is. It's not for children. You know, so she's not going to be too shy. She'll be ready for it. So.
It's not for children until you get 20. wink, wink, hint, hint. Right. And what scares me is, like, my kids are 20 and 19. I know they're around it. 19 and 18? They're 19 and 20. And I might as well just go ahead and work it into my head now so that when that happens, it's not that big of a shock. And you know, I know my son for sure. He's a frat boy. I know he's out there partying like crazy. I don't know exactly what he's doing, but I know he's out there partying. I know he's around stuff. I just hope he makes good decisions. Don't do crack, son. So anyway, I've kind of prepared them. You know, I've told them, hey, Daddy's done it. This is how Daddy felt about it. This is how Daddy feels about it today. And you know, until you're until they either legalize it or you're a mature adult and you take the precautions to not be in a weird place at a weird time, smoking weird stuff, and you still are an effective worker. Some people, you know, smoke a little pot, they get actually better at their work ethic, you know. I mean, look at all these rappers out there that make millions of dollars smoking pot. It's not, you know, and if they weren't smoking pot, they'd be robbing people. You tell me which... Which one of the two do you want, you know?
Well, if you do research, you'll find out that Steve Jobs was smoking cannabis and he came up with a lot of his ideas for what he did. So you're right, a lot of people use it to further themselves in whatever they're doing. What do you think accounts for the president's, initially, the first president's saying, you know, deny, we didn't ever smoke, and then a few presidents going, yes, I smoked, but I didn't inhale. And now we got presidents like, yes, I smoked and I inhaled and I enjoyed it. You know, what do you think is the reason for that?
Common sense. No, look. First, I hate to go this route, but you brought it up. All right, look, it's Obama. You know what I'm saying? It's a black man.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. It's crazy.
You know, if he would bust that out and said, nah, I never did that. You know, there have been three brothers already in front of the White House. But boy, you smoked with me the other day. You know, we rolled out that one with your wife. You know, we was, you know, so.
Well, it brings up an interesting point, though, because if you were to come out and like you said, legalize it and tax it, I think you could probably win the election just over that alone.
Well, you know what he did, though? He at first, was very lenient. And wasn't telling his people to enforce the federal law that outlaws marijuana. And that's what really needs to be changed. We need to repeal the federal law that outlaws marijuana. And maybe
leave it to the states.
And just leave it to the states and let the states decide. And once the states decide and they decide to tax it, it'll be just like tobacco. It'll be expensive as hell. But when you get what you... Well, it may not be expensive as hell because I have a feeling more people would smoke that than tobacco. And there's benefits and problems with it. But just like with smoking, you know, when you smoke, you know what you're getting into. Just like when you drink, you know what you're getting into. You break the law. You do too much drinking, you either gonna be dead or in jail. You got your you've got your options. You've got your places to go, your people to see, your meat to eat. I don't know what I'm saying, but there's that goes with it, and I think just having the freedom to do it. And you know, there's other things that we could be using marijuana for. We could be using it for clothes and oils and.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because it's hemp that's what you make that up. And if you know anything about hemp, you can smoke all the hemp you want, you ain't going to get high, because it is an anti-HC in it. Now, I don't know if you look at Facebook or anything, but I posted, there was a Lotus Esprit, there was a Lotus in there, now I know Esprit, but they made the body almost entirely out of hemp.
Oh, sweet.
So it's like something in fiberglass. It's really interesting what all you can make out of that stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with that. And, of course, the stigma behind it, because it looks like the THC one. People call it crazy.
That's right.
Oh, that's, you know, you can have a fake one on your desk at work, and people will still be like, he's got marijuana on his desk. And it doesn't have the buds, son. It doesn't have the buds. You know. I don't know. There's so many weird, and people, and I do notice that that people are getting more lenient towards it. Maybe it's our generation that'll make it happen. Maybe it's grandpa and great-grandpa's generation that had that stigma and racism to it. But, you know, it's about the time that, you know, we just let the shit go. And we just
let it go.
Just let it go, and we let it flow. And we don't pee on the urinal cake. No, anyway. Wow, we've got pretty much one story left. One story left, but I think we do have something that we need to discuss.
Okay.
Are you looking for love?
Well, I'll tell you what happened there. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I haven't had a girlfriend in a while. I wonder how the online hookup sites work. Have you had any experience with this from anybody else?
Now, way before there was even online hookup sites, I was hooking up online. I was an internet pimp back in the day. I was getting in the chat rooms and talking to gosh, that's just so scary that's literally where it was too. I'd be getting into those rooms, and I'd go to the rooms that specialized in what I was looking for, and I'd say, hey girls, what are you doing? My name's so, you know, usually it would just be ASL, and then it'd go A/S/L, you know. And then it would be potluck at that point, you know. She could have all her teeth, she could have no teeth, you know. And sometimes that's a good thing. And all I'm saying is, you know, it depends on where you go, because they do have a you know, I guess you would probably want to go to blackpeoplemeet.com, maybe? No. You might.
Well, you know, they're advertising the stuff on the radio now, but it's like,
exactly.
What was the one I heard? Ashton Madison, I think. And of course, this one's set up for people who are married. So it's like, hey, go cheat here at our website, you know?
Oh, gosh, that's so wrong. That is so. I've been married. I've been married almost 9 years now, and I haven't really had a once, but it was Queen Latifah, and I really haven't had a stray thought, so I'm thinking.
Well, you know, I didn't either when I was married. I was married for about 5 years, so
yeah.
What you're saying?
But if you trust the website, like I guess you could do Match.com or Harmony.com, but just remember, you're doing a lot of money into it to get what you want. Now, the one thing
that's expensive too.
Yeah, and I can't say that I do know of one instance where that worked. I believe. No, you know what? Now that I think about it. No, he was a friend of a friend, and they got married. Okay, well, I was gonna say I had a cousin-in-law that she was using one, and then decided to. You know what? Maybe if I wasn't so buzzed, I'd know the whole story. And the wife, he decided to leave at this point, so I can't reference her on the story. But all I can say is, oh, you know what? My mom. Wonderful. My mom did it. What am I thinking? My mom did it at the age of 102. No, sorry, mom. Sorry, joking. at the age of getting close to 50, she got on one of these sites and found, wrangled her a man. And
you know, I think it's especially good for people who don't like to get out of the house and you want to find people like them, you know, that
right.
Maybe they're a homebody. You know? Where are you going to meet somebody if you're a homebody?
Yeah, if you're a homebody or you don't like the bar scene, well, then that's fine. But I'm, you know, you're a young man. You need to go out and swing your ding-lang.
That's probably the best option for me. It's been a pretty sad time to do that.
I know. After I said that, I was like, oh, that was so wrong. I hope nobody local hears this. Oh, gosh. You know.
Well, it wasn't a big deal back in the day when I was younger. I could hang out with the local crowd. But the local crowd's half my age these days.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what, though? That you know what? Hang out with them a couple of times, and that'll make you go, fuck, these kids are stupid. And then you'll go, you'll go, okay, let me go to, you know, suckmydick.com or wherever, and you'll get.
Hey, is that a real one?
I know there's a fuck book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm getting spam for them for no apparent reason. Now, like, hey, Alan, why don't you like fuck book? You know,
oh, that was me. I signed you up.
You know, I do have to admit, I am a porn watcher on the internet, and that probably is one of them porn sites that I done screwed around in. See, because I watch porn now to get ideas for later on. With the wife.
Like, watching your repertoire.
Yeah, I go, look, honey, you see what they doing? We need to work out how to do that with us. I know there's a bat and a hot poker, but we need to figure out how we can get that out.
Don't look at me. Up so we can do that.
Yeah, let me do some leg lifts and let me see if I can get those abs that he has, and I'll hot poker and some shampoo. You see how they use the shampoo and the hot poker together? Look. Anyway, that's
what sites are you going to? I gotta find the sites.
You really don't want to see what I'm looking at. Trust me, kid. You don't want to see what I'm looking at. I tell you, I've seen it all back in my days.
Dirty old man.
I'm going to dirty old man likes nastysex.com. And that's what I'm. Let me tell you something about what I look at, son. It makes your eyes fall out. That's what I'm telling you. You thought two girls, one cup was bad. Oh, gosh. I've done a Family Guy reference just then. Isn't that amazing? You notice how I keep pulling that cigar out every once in a while?
Just yeah, I was going to ask you. Are you unwrapping it?
I am not unwrapping it, but I will show you the what it is.
Oh, Cabana.
Yeah, take you off a little bit. We'll have these on moving day, and I want to personally thank you on the air for volunteering so easily to help me move.
Yeah, I think it's a free workout.
A 700 and some odd pound arcade machine.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming to think of it, I think I'm busy that day.
Are you busy that day? I'll let you play.
Wait, what's the name? Is it? Don't do it yet.
It's the first. It literally is the first week of first week of August. July 30th is the close. August 31st. You know what? This is my plan. As soon as she gives us the keys to the house, we move all the heavy stuff in. And then we wait till the weekend to do everything else.
Are you going to be the guy that sleeps in your house the first night you can? Like, throw some sleeping bags so you can check it out?
You know, I was thinking about that, but I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see, because there's a very good possibility that we can have it all situated. Matter of fact, we probably need to call up the lady and see if we can start moving stuff into our name. And, I mean, the only thing that could stop us right now is one of us dying. I mean, that's literally the only thing that can stop us. And I ain't planning to die soon, although I need to probably not say some of these jokes.
Well, it's pretty convenient for your wife. You know, she's pregnant, so she's got a pretty good excuse to not help.
Yeah.
She's really easy.
You know, I'm trying to remember the last time we moved, she wasn't pregnant, and she didn't help either. So, I don't know. I'm convinced. No, you know what? I'm convinced that she wants us to, or wants me as a man to move heavy things in the July, August heat. Every time we move, it's around our anniversary, August 9th.
Oh, wow.
And then when we moved, where we got married in Illinois, which, you know, in August in Illinois really isn't that hot compared to Texas, but it was hot that day. I was sweating like Slade looking for his freedom. I was sweating.
Well, you know, it's probably going to be hot in August too.
Yeah, exactly.
Not as hot as it is right now.
No. We're gonna figure out a way to. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna have some fun doing the movie. If we're gonna move and it's gonna be hot and it's gonna be after work too, we're gonna have fun.
Well, I can get sloshed by then, man.
You know what I'm thinking too. I may have to take a couple of days off work to get this to happen right, because this is a heavy. Heavy duty thing here.
Well, imagine coming home from work and having to move. That's not going to be fun at all.
Oh no. Well, my job isn't as bad, but yeah. I mean, I'm looking at reports all day. It's mind numbing, but it's not.
A welcome difference and welcome change.
It'll be my workout, my excuse workout. Oh yeah, I'm working that one muscle that I don't work in 20 years.
You know, speaking of that, I started going to the gym lately. And I was so sore. I haven't been able to hardly move for 3 days.
How sore?
It was all playing out. You know, I was going to work out all week long, and the first day I'm out of commission for 2 days.
I did that a couple days ago. I was like, I'm going to lose this tummy. So I did like 20, well, not 20. It had to be like 30 sit-ups. Yeah. That lasted for a day. What was funny is like it wasn't hard for me to do the 30 sit-ups. It wasn't hard at all. I can do sit-ups, but the body said, hey, I've got this flab around here, let me tighten up. The next day I almost was like doing hydropropellant shit. It was like I would flex and it would just shoot out. I didn't realize I had that much stuff in me, I'm telling you. And I'm it wasn't the runs, it was just solid bricks of poo. Why is it we always talk about poo, piss on this show? You know what? We eat, shit, fart. What else is there? Sex. But yay. I've got a good hand for that now.
Some people do it all at the same time.
Hey! And you know what? I think it's time for us to play this.
All right, parents. Go ahead and tuck the kids in. PG time is over. This goes out to all the Macs in the industry.
That's right. This show is over.
All right, Rose.
This show is over. We have done our whole hour. It has been fun. Thank you for watching. More details on if the show is going to get elongated when I get to the new house. I'm going to have a nice office. I was going to say studio, but it's going to be an office. We're going to have some fun working on that. I'm going to invite you a couple of times over just to do shows there. It's that roomy. We could have two cameras working them together, and it's going to be. I've got a lot of plans for that place. A lot of plans. We'll get to this last story about Taco Bell giving out free tacos next week. But thank you guys for watching. It's been Oh Snap with Alan Wade and the wonderful
KD Davis.
Peace. Peace. Okay, and let's get the recordings off.